You're listening to the Save the Marriage podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Many times when I'm thinking about the podcast, I'm thinking about questions I hear from people on a repeated basis. My feeling is if somebody asks a question and other people ask the same question, it's probably a question that many people are thinking about. So today the question is really about people who are in the process, trying to decide whether to work on their marriage, or maybe they're in the process of working on it and trying to decide if they should continue working on it. And so I had the same question just earlier this week when somebody said, should I even continue this or should I just quit now? And I said, well, why would you choose one or the other? And she said, if I continue, it will hurt even worse if it doesn't work out. If I continue working on this, it will hurt even worse if it doesn't work out. And what she told me is that she wants so desperately to have this marriage that if she were to put in the effort and that effort failed, it would only hurt that much more. There's a term that I use for that. That's called anticipatory hurt, that you're already anticipating the hurt you would feel if you put forward the effort and found that you couldn't do it. The problem is, it misses the fact that that hurt is going to come along whether you work on it or not. So let's talk about this for a few minutes and see where you end up for yourself. The first thing that I said is you recognize that you cannot know what will happen. And here's what I meant. If this person decided to not work on their marriage right now, there was about 100% chance that it was going to fail because the spouse was seeing no way around it and was only looking for approval from the spouse to continue the divorce. So this woman was telling me that if she did nothing, there was pretty much 100% chance that the marriage would fail without something major happening, without something major shifting on the part of the spouse, that there was pretty much a 100% chance that it would all fall apart. And yet, there is another option. If she were to work on the relationship, there's a possibility that it would work out. There's not a guarantee that it would work out. And really, if you want to know my honest opinion, part of what she was doing was asking me to guarantee her success. So let me say here with my right hand raised, promising to you that I cannot guarantee the outcome of your marriage if you work on it. I can come pretty close to guaranteeing the outcome of your marriage if you do not do anything, because if you're here, you're listening knowing that things are at a precarious place, knowing that things are at a dangerous place for your relationship. So you cannot know from here what will happen there. There's a possibility that if she continued forward, her spouse would refuse to participate and would refuse to change and refuse to see the changes she was making and would refuse to enter into the relationship. That's a possibility. But there's also the possibility that she gets it turned around. There's also a possibility that she figures out how to best connect in that relationship, that she continues to work on improving herself and coming to a better place, and she continues to move the relationship, to move the marriage into being a we, and finding success. There's a great possibility that she could rebuild the relationship. Based on statistics we have, there's a great possibility that she could establish exactly what she wanted to get to the place where her marriage is thriving. So the first thing to remember is we cannot know what will happen. The second thing is we cannot know how you will feel down the road. Sometimes people get to the place where they realize that their marriage cannot go on, and they agree with that conclusion. Not only do they agree with that conclusion, but they see that it's a necessary step. And so when they get to that place, there's absolutely going to be grief there associated, but it's not the same kind of grief that this person was experiencing in the right now, in the present right now, where she's devastated by the choices a spouse is making. There's also a possibility that when she gets to the end, she knows that she's done what she can. But remember, there's also a possibility that she gets to the end and has a marvelous relationship. She has a thriving relationship with her spouse that continues on. And to add another piece, remember that whatever happens, given the fact that the preponderance of couples who divorce are divorcing with children, you are still going to have contact, likely still going to have contact with your spouse long after that. And part of working through the relationship is often resolving the issues that are causing problems. In other words, there's no way of knowing the outcome, and there's no way of knowing how you will feel down the road. So let me suggest a couple of things to help you unhook, because you probably already have guessed that my vote for her was that she continue. That she continue as long as she can, that she continue working on the relationship. And there's some pretty good ways to do that and pretty good reasons why to do it. So first, one way of helping yourself is to not project into the future. And part of what I mean by that is not that you don't believe that there's going to be a future, not that you don't picture this thing working out, not that you don't imagine how things could move forward, because you have to do that as part of your preparation. You have to do part of your planning. You have to have some goal in mind, but you have to disconnect from the outcome. So let's say that you start my process and you go, okay, my desired outcome, my goal is to have a reestablished relationship. Well, then I'm going to push you to create a plan to get there. And after you've built your plan, I'm going to suggest that you let go of that outcome and work your plan day by day. Here's why that's so important. In the midst of working on a relationship, there are going to be ebbs and flows. There are going to be ups and downs, hills and valleys. That's just part of the process. And if you are so tied to the outcome, every time there's a valley, every time the tide goes out, every time the disconnection seems to fade away, you'll go into panic mode. And every time you get to the mountain, and every time the tide comes in, and every time the connection grows strong, then you'll be lured into a false sense that everything's been done. But if you release from the outcome and decide to work the process, to focus on this moment, this day, how you can connect, how you can work on yourself, how can you create more of a we, then you have a greater chance of living in the moment and living to a positive outcome. And the other piece is that it requires a disconnection from the fear of feelings. Think about that. I talked about that anticipatory hurt and how much of that anticipatory hurt is based on a fear of feeling the pain. Many times I've watched as people have things coming at them and they spend an inordinate amount of energy thinking about how bad that's going to be. I was on a plane some time ago listening to two men in front of me who started out with a very good day ahead of them. They talked about, you know, they were headed off for business and they were talking between each other about how this was going to be a great trip and they were looking forward to success. And as I listened, they began to put the but. And by the end of the flight, both people had convinced themselves that it was going to be a horrible day. And I watched them go off the plane already in pain, because they were anticipating the worst outcome. Not only that, but they were almost anticipating going through the process because of how they imagined they were going to be. Now, don't just put it on those people. We all do that. We all spend some time trying to avoid hurtful feelings, trying to avoid difficult feelings, trying to avoid pain down the road. Think what would happen if you decided that you were going to go get into shape. And so you go to the gym and the whole way there, you're going, man, you know what? In a couple of days, I'm going to really be hurting from this. And in a couple of days, it's not going to be worth it. In fact, you know, it's so not worth it that I think I'm going to stop and get a Danish on the way instead. That's often what we do. We talk ourselves into fearing the feeling that we might have down the road, not actually having the feeling, but fearing feeling it. So disconnect from that fear. Decide that whatever comes along, you will be able to deal with it. The second thing I would suggest is you recognize the hurt is here and now or there and then. The degree is really not going to change significantly. You're either going to be in pain today because you decide not to pursue it, or potentially down the road if it doesn't work out because you do pursue it. But either way, there's pain there. And that was my response to this person on the phone. She said, should I continue or quit now? I said, if you quit now, would it not hurt? And she said, oh, it'd be horrible. And I said, if you failed down the road, would it be hard? And she said, yeah, it'd be hard. And I said, would it be any different? She said, I don't know. And that was my point. You can either be stuck in the pain here and now, or you can recognize there might be some pain there and then. Just recognize that the hurt is going to be true either way. So what I suggested in my third piece is to commit to leaving it on the track. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you know, I hear it a lot of time, leave it on the field. Leave everything you've got on the field, on the track, leave it on the course. That's what athletes say, have really given it their all. You know, whatever you had, give it your all and go for it. This person was not even warmed up yet, and she was deciding to not go for it. And so my thing was just commit to leaving it all on the track. Give it your best shot. Because if you don't push, I guarantee you, by the questions you're asking, you're going to regret it down the road. She sat for a minute. She said, you know, you're right. I just don't want to hurt, but I will regret it because I do believe in our marriage. And I said, here's the thing. If you push, there's going to be pain, but no regret. You know, I've watched enough people in high performance that when they leave it on the course, when they leave it on the track, when they leave it on the field, they walk away knowing they gave it their all. They may be in horrible pain. They may have really exhausted themselves, but they know inside that they gave it their all. As opposed to the ones who never get on the field, who give up before they enter the arena, who give up and walk away. They live in regrets of having not played the game because they allowed their fears to get in their way. So it's going to be pain or pain if it doesn't work out, but it's possible that it's pain in ending it now, or success down the road. If it's going to be pain, let me just suggest that I would much prefer to have well-earned pain rather than the pain of regret of having not gotten there. And you have the chance of getting to a fulfilling, loving relationship. I see it every day. And one of the things that breaks my heart, and the reason I wanted to bring this question to you, is because I see so many people who decide not to give it a try because they're afraid of the pain of trying. And then I watch them live in pain of having not tried. If you find yourself at that place where you're ready to step up, where you're ready to pursue this, and you just don't know how, please consider grabbing my Save the Marriage system. You can find that at savethemarriage.com. While you're there, if you go ahead and get it, I'll give you a free week of my virtual coaching so that you can lock it in and really begin to get in that process. Go now to savethemarriage.com and step in. Decide you're going to give it your all. Decide you're going to leave it on the field. Decide that there's a possibility of this turning around that is not available unless you move forward. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you continue to work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at savethemarriage.com.